our next two segments, we are going to hear arguments for and against one of the ballot measures in front of Missouri voters this November. Proposition A would raise the state's minimum wage and guarantee paid sick leave. Joining us first, Richard Von Glahn, campaign manager for Missourians for Healthy Families and Fair Wages, the group behind Prop A. Good morning, Richard. Thank you so much for being on KMOX.
Good morning.
Give us some specifics on what this ballot initiative would do if approved by voters in November.
Proposition A would gradually increase the minimum wage from its current amount of $12.30 an hour to $13.75 this next year, and then $15 the following year. After that, it would go up at the rate of inflation, as has been the law in Missouri since 2006. It would also critically allow workers to earn 1 hour for every 30 hours they work of paid sick leave, so that if they are sick or if they have a loved one that is sick, they can take time off without losing their paycheck.
What have you heard from workers on that issue specifically of getting some paid sick leave?
We hear that this is absolutely critical for workers. If we raise the minimum wage, but workers still don't have access to paid sick leave, then what you see is workers are often having to choose between their own health or their family members' health and their paycheck and affording rent and utilities and food at the end of the month. So this is a critical component of the initiative and is a really important part of workers' compensation going forward. Estimates are that as many as 1 in 3 Missouri workers don't have access to paid sick leave. We know everybody gets sick and they shouldn't have to make those choices.
When it comes to the minimum wage question, where does Missouri compare with other states in this region?
So Missouri will be behind Illinois and the minimum wage. Minimum wage in Illinois goes up to $15 an hour, I believe, next year. This would put us on the same path as Nebraska and getting to $15 by 2026. I know advocates in Oklahoma are working to increase the minimum wage there as well. And this is all really in part due to a failure of Congress. Congress hasn't raised the minimum wage in over 15 years. And so you see a lot of hardworking people, who unfortunately are living in poverty because the minimum wage just hasn't kept up with the cost of living.
Now, as you know, this has support from the Democratic candidate for governor in Missouri, Representative Crystal Quaid. Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe, who is the Republican candidate, is opposed to it, saying when we change minimum wage standards, we affect those that we're trying to help the most because it's going to cause prices to rise. What do you say to that argument?
So that is unfortunately just not really based in reality and studies that we look at. Studies suggest that especially gradual increases like Proposition A is that we keep Missouri in line with neighboring states, do not cause inflation, and are actually really beneficial to the economy because it injects wages and earnings right back into especially low-wage workers who turn around and spend that money at our local businesses driving economic growth. So we've seen the track record. We've done this in Missouri before. We've heard the concerns from people like Governor Kehoe and the State Chamber of Commerce, but those are just not whatever plays out in Missouri. And I think that's why you see huge bipartisan majorities of voters go out and support these initiatives.
What do you say about the argument, which is somewhat along the same lines, that raising the minimum wage will lead some businesses in Missouri to actually scale back the number of employees that they keep on their payrolls?
Again, we certainly heard that in 2017 and 2018, the last time Missourians voted on this issue. If you look at the data, Missouri actually had a greater decrease in our unemployment rate since 2018 than any neighboring state that didn't raise the minimum wage. And so, again, as we look at our own experience right here in Missouri, we see that that just isn't true. And it is because when you inject that money right back into the economy, that really benefits businesses and the community economic growth. It's why you see over 500 primarily small and local businesses have endorsed Proposition A, because they know guardrails around the economy are really what help them thrive and grow.
What about businesses that are afraid of this and say this might be a deal breaker for them, especially those that are already struggling?
You know, what we hear mostly from businesses is that they need customers with disposable income that can spend and visit their shops. We know that there are a lot of myths out there. There's a lot around scarcity economics and what we can and can't do. But what we actually see is when we invest in everybody and allow everyone to reach their full potential, we really have collective success.
Now, one of the things that I want to ask you, and we were talking with Richard von Glahn, Prop A's campaign manager, is about where the funding from your campaign came from. Based on some of the most recent information that I have been able to gather, more than $2 million for this campaign actually came from a group based in Washington, D.C., not a group in Missouri, a group called the 1630 Fund. This is a group that's been criticized sometimes for using so-called dark money. What's your response to the transparency about the funding of this campaign?
We had over 850 Missourians gather over 210,000 signatures from every single county in this state. It is Missourians who worked to get the issue on the ballot. It is Missourians who signed petitions to get the issue on the ballot. And it's going to be Missourians who vote on the ballot. Obviously, ballot initiatives are expensive, and we're excited when there are national groups and local groups that are willing to support that initiative and help us get the message out. But ultimately, this is a Missouri solution that Missouri voters are going to be the ones to decide on.
You mentioned those businesses. I'm looking at the dollars. It looks like maybe less than $1 million has been contributed by Missouri groups. Have any of those businesses contributed to this campaign?
I'm sorry, businesses in support or
businesses in support?
You know, I would have to go back and look at all of the different individual donations. I know we have had active business owners, you know, out in the media, out talking about the benefits of the initiative. I don't track every individual donation that comes in, but I expect we do have some business owners that have been supportive of it with their own dollars as well, because they know that this sort of economy will work well for them.
Richard, what are some final takeaways that you want our listeners to hear before they go to the polls on November 5th?
You know, as a parent myself, I mean, I know we all either get sick ourselves and we all have children or loved ones that might get sick, and we shouldn't ever have to choose between our own health and our family's health and our paychecks and our financial well-being. But unfortunately, with a minimum wage that currently is less than $500 a week for a full-time worker, thousands of our neighbors are making that choice through no fault of their own. And we really want people to be able to work hard and earn a fair living. That's really the part of the American dream that I think we all believe in, and Proposition A will help make that achievable for more of our neighbors.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to talk to our listeners.
Thank you. Appreciate the time.